thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From James 5:11, the Lord is very compassionate. When it comes to Christ-like compassion, the Bible teaches us two more things. Number one, compassion relates to the needs of others. Paul writes, Jesus, this high priest of ours, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do. Jesus understands. How comforting. Whatever situation, challenge, or adversity we find ourselves in, Jesus is saying, I can relate. I've been there. Pressure, rejection, pain, temptation, slander, lies, false accusations. He understands because he's been there. And number two, compassion responds to the needs of others. It's not enough just to recognize and relate to the needs of others. You've been called to action on a practical level. Otherwise, your compassion is meaningless. Jesus responded to sick people with healing, to hungry people with food, and to lost people with the good news of the gospel. Compassion has no limits. It sponsors a hungry child, helps change a tire for someone stranded on the side of the road, brings a meal to someone who's grieving, and listens patiently to someone who needs a friend. Compassion gets its hands dirty. It donates readily. It sacrifices its own agenda, schedule, desires, and dreams to meet the needs of another. The Bible says, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. What's your main concern in life, looking good or doing good? If you want to be more like Jesus, you already know the answer to that question. That's You Must Show Compassion, Part 2 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.